Well, greetings and salutations. I'm Jeff Fredericks, and on the line, as always, is Patrick Soyka, founder of Rewards Canada, the definitive source of all things rewards programs. Today is November 28th, 2016, and this is episode number 9 of the Rewards Canada Weekly Roundup podcast. As always, our goal is to help you maximize your earning potential and get the most out of whatever rewards program you belong to. Each week, we highlight the best in reward point deals and bonuses. We also cover all relevant industry news, including program updates, enhancements, and changes. And of course, we'll reveal a tip of the week to help you stay on top of your game. So let's get on with the show. Okay, Patrick, let's kick things off by reminding listeners that we're entering the final week of our 15th anniversary contest. And this time, we've got 30,000 star points up for grabs. So how do folks get their hands on these great deals?
Well, it's pretty simple. You go to the contest page, rewardscanada.ca/15years, and pretty much give us a comment on what you would like to see on Rewards Canada in the future. Or what you like about the site even right now, what we should continue doing, or maybe what we should add. By entering that way, you'll be entered for a chance to win 30,000 Starwood Preferred Guest Star Points. Now, for those of you who don't really collect Star Points, but maybe collect Marriott Rewards Points, well, you know the connection between the two now, that actually translates to 90,000 Marriott Rewards Points. So it's a pretty healthy bonus to end off our fabulous five-week run here for Rewards Canada's 15th anniversary celebrations.
A great point. All right. Well, look, let's keep with the theme of final weeks. And, of course, we're also entering the final week of our exclusive offer with Caligo. And this is where Reward Canada readers can double their United Mileage Plus miles on all hotel bookings made via the Caligo booking site. Anything to add on that?
Well, this is always, you know, something to look at is these third-party booking sites, because you can earn miles, you know, directly with some hotel chains, but this really brings out some of the hotels that may not be connected with major hotel loyalty programs or boutique hotels, and you can book them via these third-party sites and earn lots of miles. And of course, you know, if you can double the amount of miles you earn, why wouldn't you? So check out the offer from Caligo. You know, you have till November the 30th to book, but you can book well into 2017. So it's as long as you book it by the 30th, you can even start planning your travel for next year and earn those double mileage plus miles on those stays.
All right. And finally, Aeroplan has extended their triple Aeroplan miles offer. When you stay at a participating Hilton hotel in Canada, the Caribbean, or Central and South America. And, of course, this is another one of those offers where registration is required up front. Is that correct?
That's correct. So once you register for this offer, and in your Hilton Honors account, if you set your account to points and miles, you'll earn the triple Aeroplan miles for stays in Canada and majority of Latin America. U.S. is excluded from this offer. This offer has been around for a little while now and has been extended to March 31st. So really, I think majority of our listeners will be probably taking on this offer for their stays within Canada, which is great. And the reason why triple Aeroplan miles is good is that if you are one of these points and miles earners, what Hilton does is they award you points and miles for stays. So you can earn your Hilton points, and there are promotions out there right now to earn additional points with Hilton. Plus, you can earn triple Aeroplan miles on those. So it's a win-win, you know, to really boost your balances with a promotion like this. So definitely check that one out. It's good till the end of March right now.
Excellent. All right. Well, look, we're moving over to the movers and shakers section of the show. And we don't hear this every day, given how saturated the loyalty market here in Canada is. But we've got a new program to announce. And we'd love to hear what the fine folks at London Drugs are up to.
Yeah, sure. So this is a Western-based drugstore chain, London Drugs. They have stores BC, Alberta, Saskatchewan, Manitoba. And they, at at the beginning of October, launched their new program called LD Extras. Not travel-based, but, you know, as you know, Rewards Canada is growing beyond just the travel part, even though it's the, like, kind of the majority of our day-to-day operations, but we like to cover all programs. And so when this program launched, we just, you know, decided to check it out. It runs differently. They don't award points or miles. Essentially, what they give you is what's called a visit. So every time you go in and spend $10 or more, you get rewarded with a visit. Once you get 10 visits, they will give you a $5 gift card voucher to use towards a future purchase. So if you're somebody who goes in and can and maximize this offer by only spending $10 each time, you're actually going to get a 5% return, which is pretty big. But I think for most people, it'll be lower than that. It'll vary depending on your spending. But no matter what, at least you're getting something back. Are we like super excited about this program? Yeah, so, you know, it's there. In some ways, we were hoping a few years ago when Rexall out west here lost Aeroplan that maybe London Drugs would jump on with Aeroplan. But unfortunately, I think they saw that it works out better for them to do their own fine little program called LD Extras. And we'll see how that works out.
Well, we will wish the good folks at London Drugs luck on their new program, and we'll continue to monitor it, and certainly would love to hear feedback from folks that take advantage of it on what they're getting out of it. Let's move on to some news from American Express, and specifically the American Express Fixed Points Travel Program. What's the deal here, Patrick?
Yeah, so this is pretty big news. You know, Amex tested this out through a kind of a pilot program. They tested a few times over the past year or so where you could use a fixed amount of membership rewards points to redeem for flights. So when we say fixed amount, this is like a redemption chart. So those of you who are familiar with Aeroplan or RBC Avion, even CIBC Aventura, where they have charts with a set number of points where you redeem for flights. So this kind of follows suit with, say, the Avion Aventura, where there's a maximum dollar value for a set amount of points that you could redeem for. And the beauty of these is that you can maximize the value. So, for example, you know, you can redeem 15,000 points for a ticket that's worth up to $300 on popular routes like Toronto to Ottawa, New York, Montreal, Calgary to Vancouver, Montreal to New York. So if you go and find a ticket for $300 through American Express Travel, this fixed point program, you only have to redeem 15,000 points to get that. So what that means is you're actually getting like a 2% return, or if you've actually earned the points through the American Express Gold Rewards card through their multipliers, you're actually getting like a 4% return, which is pretty darn big. The beauty of this compared to, say, your RBC Avion and CIBC Aventura is that these don't have a 14-day booking window like RBC Avion. And CIBC Aventura fluctuates the points required depending on the ticket price within their kind of set reward chart. And what Amex does here too is they haven't got rid of their old TripFlex feature, which is now called Use Points for Purchases. So say you buy that same ticket, but it's only $150 or even less, you may want to use your Use Points for Purchases rather than this fixed point program. You know, we provide a big example on the blog because there's times where the fixed points seems to make sense, and there's times where using your points for purchase makes sense. And really, the addition of this option by American Express is huge. It's another option. You know, they're not getting rid of old redemptions that you could still take advantage of. So basically, they're just making these cards more and more flexible, more and more powerful. So the question now will be, well, what will competitors do? Because not only is American Express kind of matched with these fixed charts what Avion and Aventura are doing, but they've also thrown in business class, which you can't do on RBC or CIBC, like through their charts. Technically, you can redeem points with RBC for business class flights, but you're only doing 100 points for $1. So you're getting a 1% return, which is pretty weak. And they also let you book pretty much, you know, they said right up until a day before you travel, you might be able to cut it even shorter. It all depends on when Amex Travel can issue that ticket. Seeing that they are a travel agency, sometimes tickets can be issued right away. Sometimes it takes them a little bit more. So Amex told me to tell everybody, you know, try to book these at least 24 hours before you travel. But there is the potential that you could book with these shorter than that, actually.
Well, you know, one of the big takeaways, I think, and it's worth reminding everyone, is that on our site, are a lot more details on how these offers work, but also, as you point out, various examples and scenarios to help people understand where the value is. But certainly it does sound like a great enhancement and something people ought to explore. Okay, Patrick, well, finally we wanted to talk about McDonald's and the fact that McDonald's is coming to WestJet, not in the form of a Big Mac or Quarter Pounder, but in the form of coffee. So why don't you tell us a little bit about this announcement?
That's right. So this kicked off on Monday between Toronto and Calgary. WestJet and McDonald's Canada have teamed up to offer McCafé coffee on their flights. Now, they're the third airline in Canada to tie up with a major, I guess, coffee supplier. You know, Air Canada's with Second Cup, Porter Airlines is with Starbucks, and now WestJet has teamed up with McDonald's. We heard that Starbucks and Tim Hortons may have actually bid on WestJet as well, but McDonald's won it out. And, you know, this doesn't have too much to do with rewards, but we thought it's an interesting new partnership. People in Canada definitely love their coffee, but there is actually a small rewards component to this. When you get your McCafé coffee on board, you get it in a special cup, and that cup still has the McCafé rewards sticker. So if you have actually gone to get coffee from McDonald's before, you know that with every 7 hot beverage purchases, you'll get a free one with these little stickers. So when you're on the WestJet flight, you'll get that sticker that you can peel off, you know, put it away and stick it to your card for the next time you want to go redeem for a free drink at McDonald's. So there is actually a tiny, tiny rewards component to it, but we just thought it's fun news, kind of interesting news from WestJet that they are now going to offer the McDonald's coffee. By December, it should be rolled out on all their flights, and then sometime in the future, it will come out on WestJet Encore flights as well.
Well, sticking with the theme of WestJet, we are talking about tips of the week this week, and we're talking about specifically shining a light on the WestJet RBC World Elite MasterCard. And as you noted, this card is a companion traveler's dream. Tell us a little bit more about that.
That's right. So if you followed RewardsCan for a while, you know we've covered the card quite a few times in different little things, but we actually never gave it the Rewards Canada review treatment. So we figured, oh, we might as well get it done and get it out there. So we've done it now. So you can go check out what our review of it is. And we call it a companion traveler's dream because of the companion offer. So once a year on this card, when you go buy a WestJet flight, you can redeem your companion voucher to have somebody to fly with you on those same flights. Now, the card has always had a companion voucher since it launched, but the first companion voucher that the card offered was only $99 for flights within Canada or continental US. And earlier this year, WestJet enhanced that to include any of their flights worldwide by adding in Hawaii, Mexico, Central America, Caribbean, and those vouchers are $299 for that companion. And then they've also added in their Europe flights for $399. So we give an example in the review of where this can save you a lot of money, because the companion voucher, it doesn't matter what fare class it's used for. So as you know, WestJet has been adding plus seats. They have their kind of premium economy section, which they call plus, on their 737s and 767s. So say you want to fly plus to London from Calgary, the fare that we checked out not too long ago was $2,074 before taxes and fees. So for two people, you could redeem this voucher that you get with the card for that second person for only $399. So you're in fact spending about $2,400 for two people. Saves you about over $1,600 just by using that voucher. And this card only costs you $99 a year. So you can see where there's huge value in that companion ticket. On top of that, you know, this card gives you your first check bag free for you and up to 8 travelers on the same reservation. You know, at $25 a pop, that can be a huge savings as well. So you can go to the website, check out the review, see what, you know, what we think of the card. There is, you know, good and bad about it, like we have on every card that we review. But definitely this is one that you'll want to check out if you fly WestJet even just once or twice a year.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's a good reminder, too. It's not just what we think. We'd love to hear what you think. So anybody that has used this card or has thoughts to share about the value of it, love to hear from you. obviously, it sounds like when you do the math, as you just did, Patrick, there's some amazing savings to be realized. All right. Well, that's it for this week's show. We hope you enjoyed it. And, of course, please subscribe for future episodes. Check us out on Twitter. And remember, links to all of our tips and offers can be found on the site at rewardscanada.ca.